Granny's Edna, I believe that's our ring.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's Theater opened this afternoon with a free matinee that drew a capacity crowd. Tonight, however, they have a nearly empty house as everyone has gone to the opening of Squire Skimp's Hippodrome. So Squire is getting all the paid admission business. As we look in on the little community today, it's late evening, and we find Lum and Abner at their theater. But two customers are just leaving.
Yeah, well, good night, Grandma Masters. Night, Grandpa.
Good night,
Bob. Take care of yourselves.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I reckon we may as well close the picture show up and get on home ourselves.
Yeah, may as well, I reckon. We ain't gonna have no more customers tonight. I know that lady is dead. Yeah.
50 cents.
Huh? What'd you say, Mom?
Nothing. She said 50 cents.
Oh, interesting.
Well, that's how much we're taking in today.
Oh.
Our first big day in the moving picture business. And if that ain't a fine howdy-do. A fine how-do-you-do, I must say.
Yeah.
50 cents.
We had the theater's palm full this afternoon when we put on that free matinees. But as soon as we started charging admission, why, we just get two customers. Grandpa and Grandma Master.
Well, I believe that's where we made our mistake, Abner.
Getting them here?
No, everybody saw the picture for nothing this afternoon, so naturally weren't coming back tonight and pay to see it.
No, that might have had something to do with it, all right, might have. Yeah,
everybody in town's over at Squire Skimp's Theater, the Hippodromes.
Yeah.
We got ours open before he did, but I'm afraid it weren't worth it.
Well, I know. We can't go on run the whole picture off just for two people, Lum. I bound you we use up more than 50 cents worth of electricity on that machine of a night.
Of course we did. Whereabouts was Elizabeth and Mary tonight?
Huh?
So surely they'd be here.
Oh, well, they couldn't hardly make it tonight, Lum. See, they're over at Squire Skimp's show tonight.
Elizabeth went over there?
It went right after supper, so they'd be sure and get a good seat, you know.
Well, that's a fine thing. Your own woman going over to her competitor's place of business.
Well, see, Lum, both her and Mary saw our show this afternoon.
Yeah, I know, but they could have come back again, made it look like we had a little bitty crowd here anyways.
Yeah.
Granny, poor old Grandpa and Grandma Masters looked sort of lonesome sitting down there on the front row all by themselves.
Oh, yeah, they did, sort of. It was sure nice of them to come to our show, though, weren't it?
Yeah, but the only reason they come here was because Squire's place is on the second floor.
Huh?
See, they went over to Squire's place first.
They did.
Yeah, they never knowed it was in the old lodge hall upstairs there, and Grandma weren't able to climb them steps on account of her hip.
Oh, so that was the reason. Well, there's one advantage we got over Squire, having ours on the ground floor this way.
Yeah, well, we'll get all them that can't climb them steps over there, but I hate to just take the leavings that away.
Why, sure, can't run on two people, no.
I got awful lonesome sitting out there in that box office all evening by myself.
I know I had to wake you up when I come out there to tell you the show was over a while ago. You were sound asleep, Lum.
Was I sure now?
Yes, you were.
Yeah, something's got to be did, Abner. We can't go on this way, I know that. It ain't even paying expenses.
Well, what can we do?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't either.
I reckon the best thing for us to do right now is go on home, get some sleep, and then see what we can study up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. You got the key to lock up here with?
Yeah, got it in my pocket here somewhere.
Oh, good. I feared I might have lost it or something. I couldn't find it. Lock it up good, Mom. Don't want them to steal that picture show machine, Laura.
Yeah, that's that. 50 cents. What a day. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Say, Mom, on our way home, why don't we just sort of swing around by the lodge hall there just to sort of see what kind of a crowd that Squire's got over there.
What do you mean, swing around by?
Well, just walk around that way. I mean, instead of going straight home, go by his place.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to walk by there. I don't want to swing by there.
No, well, that's what I mean. Just walk around there. It's just a little ways up the street. Ain't much out of our way.
We got to be sure not to let Squire see us, though. I'd hate to give him the satisfaction of seeing us hanging around there.
Oh, I wouldn't want to give him the satisfaction to nothing. I wish we had something to disguise ourselves with. Or I wish I could change myself into a little mouse. That's what I wish.
A little mouse?
Yeah. Then I just run inside there and see that picture Squire's on. Just sit there and I'll eat cheese and look at the picture show. That looks like an awful good show he's putting on there.
Yeah, it does, sort of. Be right honest, I've just been busting to see that picture. Remember, I wouldn't go inside that place for all the money in the whole world. Couldn't drag me in there.
Well, maybe we could disguise ourselves, huh? Dress ourselves up to where nobody wouldn't know us.
You mean like rats?
No, any kind of a disguise. I don't care what it is.
Well, if we could do that, it'd be all right, but I know we can't.
I tell you what, I got that Halloween witch's costume we'll wear at the place, the one I borrowed from Grandpappy Spears for a Halloween party here a few years back. I could put that on, nobody'd know me. Man, I could sneak in there if that don't run.
Yeah, fine lot of sneaking around you doing a witch's costume.
Huh?
Everybody think you's part of the show and get to watching you instead of the picture.
Doggy, that might be a good idea. That'd make old Squire mad long.
Well, we ain't trying to make him mad, are we?
Huh?
Well, he'd never let you inside there in the first place with a silly outfit like that on. That never worked.
Yes, see, I could get Cedric's baseball suit, put that on. That don't disguise a fella very much, old. Unless I turn the cap around backwards when I walked in, he'd think I was walking out and wouldn't notice me.
I might could wear a pair of them dark sunglasses and pull my hat down over my face to where nobody wouldn't recognize me.
Well, you couldn't see the show, though, Lum, not them smoked glasses that you got.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, that's no good.
And, Granny, I wish nobody around here knowed me.
Huh?
No, I don't mean
well, now, what could we do?
Place.
Ought to be some way we can get in there. Let me study now. Let's see.
Well, wait a minute. We ain't going inside, no way.
Huh?
No use to study up disguises for ourselves, because I wouldn't be caught inside his picture show even if I was dead. That's one place I ain't never going in.
Well, you'll never get to see the picture if you don't go inside. You can't see it from the street.
I don't want to see it. Hardly. I don't think. Leastways, not as long as Squire's running it, I don't.
Oh.
Wait a minute. We better step back in the shadows here.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Here's the place.
Oh, well, only I never noticed we got this far already.
Look at that sign up there over the doorway where you go upstairs. M.K. Skimp's Deluxe Hippodrome Theater.
Huh.
Adults, 20 cents. Children's, 5 cents.
Yeah, he just put his prices down low so as to take all the business away from us. That's what
sure
he
did. Sure he is. But we're going to keep ours right at 25 cents and a dime for young'uns.
Doggies, I sure would love to know what's going on inside there. Give anything to see that picture he's got.
Yeah, so would I. But we ain't going to find out.
Now, I wish I had a big long neck like one of them giraffes so I could peek in one of them upstairs windows up there. Then I could see it.
Well, you ain't no giraffe, though, so we may as well go on home.
No, thank goodness. Wait a minute, Mom. Look at that tree there.
Hmm?
That tree.
Hmm? What's wrong with the tree?
Well, nothing's wrong with it, but look how them limbs go right up next to that window there. I believe if we was to climb
up... Now, wait a minute. I've just stopped right where you're at. We ain't climbing no trees, I can tell you that right now.
Well, I just thought it'd be a good way to see the picture.
Of course, now, on the other hand, maybe we ought to see what our competitor's doing.
Yeah, we ought to know them.
Maybe we ought to keep an eye on him. That's just good business.
Why, of course it is. Awful good business.
That's the only reason I do it for, though. Just for business reasons.
Oh, natural. Me too. Well, come on. I tell you what. Give me a boost up to that first limb there. I believe I can make it all right from there if I can just grab that limb there.
Yeah. Be awful quiet about this.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Here we go.
Up you go.
Yeah.
Got a good hold, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Yeah. Here, give me your hand. I'll help pull you up a little bit, Long.
All right. Don't you slip, though.
No, I won't. Come on. Give me a hand. Up we come. Yeah, there you are.
Geez, that's hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just rest here a second.
Well, come on, Lump. Let's just climb up one more branch here, and I believe we can see inside the window.
I ain't going up no further.
Well,
as
long
as
got...
I can go right here.
You can't see nothing from here. We're up here. We want to see the picture. Come on.
All right. Hope they ain't got the curtains pulled clean down.
Well, they got the curtains down, but they don't quite cover them.
Well, hold on to me there. Don't be looking at the picture. Put me on up there.
All right. I was trying to see if I could see in the window there. Yeah, I believe we can see all right. We can see feet of them. The shade ain't plumb down to the bottom of the window. Look there, Mom. See there? He's walking across the room.
Hmm.
Yeah. There comes some girl walking towards him. Yes.
Fonzie, get him.
Here, stand right here beside me and take a look for yourself, Lon.
Oh, look down there.
Huh?
Ain't that Squire standing down there by the door?
Squire?
Smoking a cigar.
Oh, told you I believe that is him. Yeah, that looks like him. Reckon how long he's been standing there.
No, not long, though. More like they just stepped out for a smoke.
Yeah. Reckon what we ought to do now, Lon.
Shh, quiet. You're more likely to go back inside.
Don't reckon he's seen us, do he?
Oh, he'd be hauling his head off if he'd have saw us.
Oh, yeah, he'd be mad.
Yeah, looky there.
Huh?
He's putting out his cigar and going back in the door.
Good thing.
By the way, Long.
Long?
I think you and Abner will be much more comfortable watching the show inside than you are perched up there in that tree.
Oh.
Come on down. I'll find you some good seats right in the front row.